AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. When Pope Francis addresses Congress this morning, he'll touch on some sensitive issues. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander's on Capitol Hill.
The Pope's long-awaited speech to Congress comes 3 months after he issued an encyclical saying action is needed on climate change. That's something many Republicans dispute, though Maryland Congressman Andy Harris says more was involved.
The encyclical is broader than just the environment. It was basically about stewardship of what God has given us.
Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar is boycotting the speech, saying any papal remarks about climate change should, quote, be in his personal time. The Pope's also expected to talk about abortion, the normalizing of U.S. relations with Cuba, and the Iran nuclear agreement. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Cybercrime is one issue that'll come up when China's President Xi Jinping meets with President Obama today and tomorrow. The U.S. believes Beijing is behind some high-profile hacks. Here's our White House correspondent Mark Smith.
It starts with cyber theft of U.S. corporate secrets, which officials here say has gone way beyond a mere irritant. The administration has warned China to stop this or face sanctions. But other points of friction include the seizing and building up of disputed islands in the South and East China Seas, plus perennial problems like Taiwan, Tibet, and human rights.
At least 310 people have been killed in a stampede in Saudi Arabia outside the holy city of Mecca. 2 million Muslims have been gathering there for the annual Hajj pilgrimage. They're among the oldest living things on Earth, but California's giant sequoia trees are showing signs of stress after 4 years of drought, according to scientists. Some of these trees are 3,000 years old. A single tree can drink 800 gallons of water a day. This is AP Radio News. He says the cops have the wrong guy. But authorities in Phoenix are now formally charging a 21-year-old man in some of those freeway shootings that have rattled the area. Leslie Merritt Jr. claims that at the time of the shootings, he didn't even have the gun used in those shootings. Police say he did. AP correspondent Bob Christie in Phoenix.
He, in his first court appearance on Saturday morning, said absolutely that's not the case. The gun had been pawned for 2 months. Well, we talked to the pawn shop owner who said, no, that's not the case. He pawned that weapon the day after the shootings first started. So the first four shootings connected directly to that weapon. The gun was not in a pawn shop at the time.
New York State is asking veterans to help immigrants learn English and get ready to be good citizens. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the idea is to match veteran volunteers with immigrants who want to become American citizens. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.